MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Rory Brackner. He's founder and managing director at DoshGuide. Rory, appreciate the early morning time. Talking flat fee retirement investing. We were chatting a month or so ago, you had the experience of taking out a retirement product, doing the right responsible thing as a young investor and getting completely nailed by massive fees, which ate most, if not all, of your returns. And this inspired you for the website.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Exactly. I mean, I ended up signing up for a product that worked out. I had around 4% fees. And unfortunately, I only sort of figured that out sort of 5 years later after paying huge amounts of, premiums into the product for years. And really, I mean, those kind of fees just make the product sort of unsustainable and ultimately impossible to really grow your investment on. And the sad truth is that I, like many other people, didn't have the right questions to ask at the time. And it was a sort of a good lesson which inspired me to sort of start, DoshGuide.
I got to say, 4%, I think my first product was 7.5%. So, I mean, I appreciate 4% is insane, but you're obviously younger than me. I took mine out in the early 90s and it was a 7.5% fee. So now your idea is that rather than that 4% fee, and some of it remains in the product, but a lot of it is advisor fee that goes to an individual and it's been paid by the financial institution. You're saying we flip that around and I would pay the advisor directly rather than the institution. And I can potentially get significantly lower fees, partly because it's not percentage based.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think, the truth of the matter is that most financial advisors in the industry operate on some sort of commission, whether it's an upfront commission or whether it's a percentage of the assets under their management that you hand over to them. And a commission assumes a product. And the truth is that sometimes a product's not even necessary. If there's an assumption of a product, there's an immediate sort of inherent conflict of interest. And what we're trying to do is say that, yes, most advisors work that way. Probably 99% of advisors in South Africa work on that basis. We don't think that's a good way to work. We prefer to work on a sort of upfront, transparent monthly subscription. You still get access to an advisor, a qualified CFP advisor. But there's no product that's being pushed. There's nothing being sold. And we think that, if I had that type of advisor when I was making my decision on my retirement product, I wouldn't have ended up in a product that had sort of 4% fees.
I suspect the problem, the challenge rather, is that 4% fee is huge, but of course you don't see the money. If I've not got to pay the advisor and, maybe it's going to cost me 30,000 a year, and I think to myself, yo, that's a large amount of money. If my retirement product is, say, over $1 million, I'm saving money. But it kind of feels like I'm not. And that perhaps is the stumbling block which we need to get sort of through in our head.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think there is the psychology behind it is kind of interesting. We're very comfortable to pay money off the back of a product, which really has the same exact net effect on our sort of on our income and our sort of balance sheet, our personal balance sheet. But when the money comes out of our own bank account on a monthly basis and we see that money coming out, there's a totally different feeling about it. And we're much more comfortable to do it that way, which is strange because, I mean, if we think about any other professional service that we get, whether it's a doctor or a personal trainer or an accountant, we're very happy and we see the value in paying for that. But the sort of the industry has created this precedent around financial advice that it's free, which we all instinctively know there's no such thing as free advice.
And I love your point. Imagine going to a doctor and they, when it comes to the bill, they don't set me a fee. They ask me what my net worth is and they then charge me a percentage of that. We would frankly be quite freaking out around that. Rory Brackner, founder, managing director at DoshGuide. Find them doshguide.co. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.